Tell what your nappy on.
A nappy.
Your nappy on, that's right.
And a baby.
Come on, lie down. If we get your nappy on and put some clothes on you, then we shall go and see Joe. Do you want to go and see Joe?
Joe.
It's a nice morning, isn't it?
Nice morning.
A nice sunny morning.
Chip shops.
Chip shops? Oh, it's too nice to go to the chip shop today, Thomas.
No.
Too warm.
Too warm.
Too warm. We'll go and see Joe and Becky. And we'll have a drink.
This? No man, no move.
No man, no move. Look, can you see a man?
Oh, I see.
There's a man with a red truck and he's got some boxes, hasn't he?
Where's the baby? The box of Pippin.
Oh, are you watching Pippin? Is Pippin hiding in one of the boxes?
Yes.
Would you like to put your green shirt on this morning?
The sun is
The sun's shining, isn't it? Yes, so you can put shorts on as well.
Shiny!
Your shorts ready, but I think we need to just run an iron over the shirt. And we're going to see Joe, and when we come back, we can have some lunch. And then we might go on the bus if you're a good boy. You're clapping your hands together. You need to be a good boy. Where's Pippin gone? Oh well, the lorry's driving off, and if he's got into one of the boxes, he must be going wherever the van's going. Is he moving house? Your throat sounds a little bit rough this morning, Thomas. Do you feel all right?
No.
No? You've not really slept very well this week, have you?
No, Pippin.
Oh dear, has Auntie Mabel had to go without him? She doesn't know he's got him on the boxes, does she?
No boxes. No boxes.
Let's put a clean vest on you.
No bip bip. Uh oh.
Has she gone without him?
No.
She did look for him though, didn't she?
Yes.
But if he's hiding in one of the boxes.
Move.
Boo.
Shut our doors.
Shut the door. What happened? Did he get in a box? And the removal men shut the door and he was inside.
And when does?
There we are. How's that?
That brush.
You put your socks on.
Yeah.
One sock.
Mm-hmm.
The sock. Steady now. Oh, good boy. There you are. Right, down you get.
Down
you get. I wiped your face after breakfast, but you've got something else on it. Please, may I have them sticky hands and that face? Auntie Mabel looks like she's found Pippin.
woman.
She's a lovely face.
And then?
Yeah.
The chocolate.
Chocolate on your face. You've not had any chocolate. Unless you've pinched some without me knowing. Thomas, it looks like it might rain later. It better not start raining because I put the washing out this morning. There you are.
They're running. They're running.
They're running.
My nose.
Your nose? What's my tweaky nose?
Yeah.
What's the matter with your nose?
Yes, and the nose. The nose.
Your nose, does your nose feel funny? Does your nose feel funny, Thomas? Mummy's nose feels funny.
Touch
that piece.
And
oh. Oh, no. You just watch that green and orange light and tell Mummy when something's matter.
Beba. What?
No, don't touch it, Thomas, please.
Yes.
Beba. 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 I'm just going to put the ironing board up and press those shorts. What are you watching, Thomas? Bolton boxes. Have you turned Auntie Mabel and Pippin on the television? Can't hear the sound. What's that?
No there.
No one there? Yum yum. Oh dear.
Yum.
You just seen that? apple. Yum yum. That's a tree with some apples growing on it. Can you hear the steam iron? Yes. Is that what it's saying? Is it hot? You said earlier on it was a warm morning. And the iron's very warm. The iron's very warm, isn't it? Very warm is hot. And when it's hot, you don't touch. Who are we going to see this morning, Thomas?
Joe.
And what about the bus this afternoon? Is that the noise of the brakes? When you've been on the bus, what do the brakes do? Do they? Oh, that sounds a bit strange. It's a funny noise, isn't it? I think you're imitating the steam iron rather than the brakes on the bus, don't you? Yes. Yes, yes. Come away from there, please. Oh, yes, it's my umbrella, my red umbrella. A pow one.
Oh, a pow. Oh, a truck.
A truck?
Yes. A baby truck.
Would you like to pop your legs into your shorts, please? Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up. That's a good boy. Stand up with your shorts up. And look, when we polished your shoes.
Blue.
They're smart shoes, aren't they?
Look, shoes.
Smart shoes.
Look, shoes.
Lovely smart shoes. When we put your shoes on, I'll go up and get your green shirt. And then I think you can brush your hair. Mummy needs to brush her hair as well. And then we can go. We'll go out a little bit this morning while the sun's still shining, because you're not really happy at staying in, are you?
No.
You want to be out with the shining sun, don't you?
Yellow shining.
Yellow shining. Where's the sun shining? In the sky?
Yes. A big shiny.
A big shiny. It's a big shiny sun, isn't it, this morning? Lovely.
Another big truck.
Another big truck. Is that a big truck taking the apples to market?
Beep beep.
Where's Thomas gone? Oh, there he is.
The big Morrises. Is this?
It's all those boxes.
Wow, watches.
You look nice and smart. Well, here's your brush. It's in the high chair. If we go to Joe's in the pushchair. In the pushchair, you can walk back. How about that? Put that clean vest and some socks in this little bag. I need to put the brush in the bag as well.
Brush bag.
Put it in there. Is Pippin going for a walk?
There's toes and a pot of dust. Whoosh, whoosh.
I'm just going to address an envelope, Thomas, before we go.
Paper, paper.
And then we can take the money with us, can't we? Your hands, what's happened? Something really good happened. Should I think we're going to take that red umbrella with us, Thomas?
Hello, baby.
Later on,
and then
we can pick some strawberries because we've got some strawberries ready.
And then,
yes, darling.
A bow, a bow.
Have you seen Birdie? The bow.
Oh, baby.
What's that?
What's it?
What's this? This is Mummy's red umbrella.
And that?
Well, just let me put the cover on and then you can hold it. Because I know it's sun shining now, but it looks like it might rain a little bit later. And if it rains, we're going to get wet, aren't we?
Yes.
So we don't want to get wet. Anyway, you can hold it if you like. What do you say?
Hello.
Oh, you're giving it a kiss. That's nice.
Put a drink of juice in the bag and we can take that with us.
Bye, bye, bye.
Right, can you see this, Thomas? You're our witness. £25. Look, one note that says 20 and one that says 5. £25 we're putting in the envelope. And that's some more money that we've collected, isn't it, for Hill's research? Do you remember when you went on your little toddle around the coal park? Do you remember walking around the car park? No.
No.
Well, we did, or you did. We raised quite a lot of money and we've just collected another £25, haven't we, from somebody? That's very nice.
This is... Bye.
That's Mummy's umbrella. Just be careful swinging it round. No swinging.
What is this?
It's Mummy's umbrella. What are these? It's Mummy's ears. I think we'll go out, Thomas, because you're just lying down, not wanting to do anything.
No.
Shall we go? And we'll talk a bit more when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh.
No. No.
That's fine. That's fine, darling. We'll go out. Have you had a nice time?
No. No, Pa. I need it too. And then?
Yes.
A knee.
I know you fell, didn't you? Yes.
A chocolate.
Yes, well, you put some chocolate in the back of the bicycle earlier on, didn't you? And I'm just wiping it out now.
And then, yes, and then chocolate.
Yes. Would you like some juice?
A chocolate, please.
Well, I think we'll have lunch fairly soon. Just a second. Yes, that's the second injury you've had to your knee, because
I can't remember what day it was last week. You fell in the park, didn't you?
No.
You did. You hurt your knee and then you've fallen again this morning. Tripped over the curb, didn't you? No, you tripped over the curb.
Hmm?
And you grazed your hands and you grazed your knee.
Yes.
Oh, dear, dear.
And then?
You're doing an action replay, are you? Yes, I saw you. I was there. Shall we change your nappy and then have some lunch?
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I saw what happened, Poppy. You don't have to show me again. Mummy saw what happened.
And then?
Oh, dear. And then you cried, didn't you?
Yes.
You cried
even... And then?
Oh, whoops-a-dear. You cried even more when Mummy came along with a wet flannel, didn't you?
And then?
Yeah. Oh, dear, that's what happens when it's warm and you play outside.
And then?
Yes, darling. Did you bump your head as well? Is it sore now?
No.
Oh, Thomas, don't be silly going around banging your head. I saw what happened. I was there. You're going to be even more sore if you keep going around whacking your head on everything, aren't you?
Hello?
Oh, Thomas, I think you've been just being a silly billy now.
And a big bird.
Yes, you're just being a silly billy, aren't you? So I'm going to sort the pushchair out because I think after lunch we shall go on the bus.
Not to tours.
No, not on the train today, we'll go on the bus.
And then?
Well, you're being very silly now, Thomas.
A big bump,
yes. You did have a big bump.
And then a big bump.
Oh no, you don't want to put the choo choos on now.
And a big bump. Pippin on.
No, I don't think they'll have Pippin on either, Thomas.
No, Pippin.
No, Pippin, no. You don't need Pippin on now.
I have gone.
You saw Pippin earlier on, didn't you?
Pippin.
I'll just put your sun hat and your coat through there so that we remember to take it this afternoon because... I know the sun's shining now, but later on, I think it might rain.
And a baby gun. And a big bump.
A big bump. Now, don't put the television on, please, Thomas.
A baby gun.
Pippin's gone. Pippin needs a rest.
Bo.
Teletubbies. No, we're turning it off. We don't want it on.
A phone.
pen on?
No, pen's not on now.
No, baby. Lily?
Yes?
Shut the door.
Oh. There's Poe. That's your talking Poe there, isn't it?
The big man is a big
Uh-oh.
Wow. The big boy.
Just put those through there. Are you going to help Mummy fold this clothes horse down? It'll make a bang when it goes, won't it?
Mm. A big
bang. A big bang. Are you going to watch?
Yeah.
Look. Oh, can you hear it creaking? All done. All done. I think I'll just go and stand that outside. What did you say then?
Teapots.
Teapots?
A teapot.
Teapots. Can you see a teapot? There's only one teapot though, isn't there? Well, I've only got one teapot here, but are you talking about Auntie Mabel and Pippin? The episode where she went to the factory and saw lots of teapots. That's probably what you're thinking of, isn't it?
Teapot.
What's sweetheart?
A dimmer.
Oh, that's the digger digging some clay out of the earth, isn't it? Some soil.
A tractor. And a tractor.
A tractor? Just looking to see what we've got in this bag, Thomas. As if we're going out later on.
Oh, what's that?
Oh no, don't touch that puppet.
What's that?
Oh, it's a little earpiece from the recorder.
Right there.
There we are. It's not working. Let's put it back in the box because it's not working, is it? Thomas, do you think you need your nappy changing?
Yes. Thomas?
Yes.
Yes.
You think you do?
No.
Don't kick, Thomas. Don't kick, that's not really a nice boy, is it?
Lemon, a big bun, a big boot, and a pushchair.
It's not on the pushchair, is it? It's the rain cover. It belongs on the pushchair, and that's where it's got to go later.
What's that then?
I took it off the pushchair because I thought it was going to be very sunny over the next few days, but I think if we're going out this afternoon... Dada, so have you picked up the Avon catalogue? Isn't that just come through the door?
I don't have any boxes.
No, don't go back through there now.
The boxes. And then?
Yes?
I don't have boxes.
Boxes? What boxes?
And the door.
No, we're not going out through the door now, Thomas. Don't try and... Oh, wait, you're trying to post the Avon catalogue right through the letterbox?
Yes.
Yeah, yes, all right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
See you soon. And come straight back when you've done that.
Yes. And then?
Yes.
And then?
No, that's only just come through the door. We need it inside. Come on, put it on the table, please. No, don't post it back through there because somebody's just pushed it through our letterbox because we need to read it.
And then?
Will it not go?
No,
it won't go because letters come from the outside in. We don't push them from the inside out, do we? That's silly. Come on inside now.
What's the box doing?
What's the box doing? It's not doing anything. It's not doing what you want it to do. That's a dirty doormat, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a plastic bag here that we use for collecting the newspapers. You have to help me fill this up.
And the big truck.
That's right, yes, the big truck will come in the morning, won't it?
Oh, baby!
We've put all our newspapers and magazines in there, Thomas. And on Tuesday mornings the truck comes, doesn't it?
Mmm.
Alexa.
In the boxes.
Yes. And this afternoon before we go out, we've got to remember to put the rubbish out for the dustbin men, because they're coming with our big truck, aren't they? They come on Mondays, don't they?
Yeah. No.
No, it's not here yet. No, it'll be this afternoon. We'll probably be out when the truck comes. But we've got to get everything ready for when it does. Have some strawberries for lunch, Thomas.
Yes.
We'll pick them from the plants outside.
Yes.
That sound a good idea?
Yes.
You like strawberries, don't you?
Yes.
What else do you like?
A white chair.
White chair? Would you like to sit in your white chair?
Yes.
Oh dear, you tripped up. Have you tipped the truck up? Oh no, don't bang it like that. You tipped the truck up.
And a spoon.
A spoon? Have you just found a spoon?
Oh no! Oh no!
Do you want to just slip your legs out of the shorts? That's a good boy. Good boy. You're lucky you didn't get blood on your shorts, aren't you?
Yeah.
But you're nasty. Oh, you have got blood on them. But it's on the inside, not on the outside. Poor Thomas and his war wound.
Yes?
The mistress going upstairs to get a nappy, Thomas. Yes, it's a chair, isn't it?
A chair.
A chair with four legs and an arm. Right, come here please, Thomas.
A chair?
We'll change your nappy. And then we can have some lunch and then we'll go out.
No, it's my new chair.
Who, your new chair? Yes, you can sit in your new chair, but first let's change your nappy. Who have you seen this morning?
No,
you've got to have your nappy changed first, then we can choose which chair.
Alright,
well let's do your nappy first. Yes? Nappy first. Oh, that's a big bulgy nappy.
The big poo.
No, you haven't had a big poo, but you must be quite wet because that nappy is very big and heavy. And now we know why, because even as you're having your nappy change, you're drinking juice, aren't you? It's just water, actually, not juice, isn't it? Is it nice? Nice juice.
And then?
Yes. Well, I don't know what's on the table.
And then?
I think you always have air in your beakers because I can always hear squeaking. Can you hear some squeaking?
And then? No work!
No work? No, it's not squeaking air now, is it? It's just after you've sucked. Suck it again and see what happens. I think you must be very tired today, Tom, because your hands are quiet, aren't you?
Nom 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 nom
nom nom nom. What's nom 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 mean?
Yes.
This afternoon we're going to go on the bus. We'll go right to where Mummy works.
Shops.
Mummy doesn't work, it's a chip shop. We'll hand a book in there and then we'll get back on the bus and we'll go to the university. We need to pick up those tapes.
Tapes.
We'll go to the Department of Music. Remember all the singing?
Yes.
We've been there before, haven't we, in the singing. Pick up some tapes. And then we'll walk to St. Gabriel's where Mummy used to work.
And then the trees.
Trees, yes, you can see some trees, can't you? You can see all sorts when you're lying down having your bottom changed that you don't normally see.
And then?
Yes. It's a funny noise. Funny noise. A noisy noise.
Pippin?
Can't see Pippin now, can you?
No.
Would you like to lie down again, please, and we get this nappy on? So we go and see the ladies at St. Gabriel's?
Yes.
And have a drink with them?
What's that
one? What's that, love?
Cheese.
And they'll probably all look at you and say, oh, haven't you grown? You're not a baby anymore. Oh, that's a part of a tree, isn't it? That's a log.
Choo-choos.
Choo-choos?
No, wish you'd do something.
No, I was going to say, I can't see you. Train, I can see a car. Is that what you meant? No, choo-choo's a mum. Is that what you meant? It wasn't a train, it's a car.
A truck.
And then, after we've been there, we can walk all the way through Rushen to where Daddy works.
A chip-chop.
Daddy doesn't work in a chip-chop. Well, I don't think Daddy will be ready to come home when we get there, so we'll go. Should we go to the supermarket? Should we go to Sainsbury's?
To look.
Do you want to ride in the trolley?
Yes.
Ride in the trolley around the shop?
A pasta.
Pasta, yes, we can buy some pasta. You like pasta, don't you?
And juice and chop chops.
Pasta, juice and chop chops. Oh, is that mummy shopping this? Pasta, juice and chop chop?
Juice and chop chops.
I don't think we really need to buy chocolate, do we?
No.
Pasta sounds like a good idea because we use a lot of pasta. And we need a bottle of wine to give to the people over the road, don't we? And some flowers.
Yes.
And some bread.
Yes.
And some milk.
Yes.
What else do we need? Something for tea? And shall we see if there are some cherries?
Yes.
Cherries and grapes?
Cherries.
Cherries and grapes. We can see what sort of fruit there is, can't we? Want to sit in here?
In
your chairs. And you choose which chair you sit in. You choose which chair and we'll wash your hands. Oh, you can't sit through there. It's got to be one of these.
The trees.
Yes, the trees. They're very, very still, the trees. They're not blowing in the wind. Oh, that one is over there. Can you see the leaves blowing on the tree over there? Over there, excuse me. Right, which chair would you like, Thomas, now? This one, the white one, or the red one? The white one? Oh, no, you can't have that one, Thomas, no. No, it's got to be one through here. No, not today. You can't sit there. No, no, no. Now, come on, you've got to be a good boy. If you're a good boy, we'll go out later. No, you're not sitting there, because listen... Listen to Mummy. When in the past, when you've sat there, you've been a good boy for about 2 seconds. And then, because you're not strapped in, you start wandering around and we get food everywhere. It goes down his front and on the floor and all over, all over, all over. So no, 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 no. And no kicking. So this chair, yes. You monkey, see my picture.
New chairs.
New chairs. You can see the trees better from this one. Yes?
A new chair.
A new chair?
Like this.
Look what's happening over there. You tell Mummy what's happening.
Let's sit. A new chair.
Sit down.
Mama.
Very good boy. That's
no, baby.
What's happening? Have you got the television on again? Through there. Oh, yes, you have.
No, baby.
Looks like Auntie Mabel's made some jam tarts and they're on the plate. And she's telling Pippin he's not to have one. She said, don't touch Pippin. I bet he has one, don't you?
No, no, no.
I bet he does because he's like that, Pippin.
I'm
just going to move your bicycle out of the way. had to wash your hands, haven't we?
What's that?
What's that?
What is it?
Shut, shut, shut.
Washing your hands with soap.
Soap.
Smells nice, doesn't it?
Nice.
Nice soap.
Nice soap.
Here, I'm just going to hand you a quick wipe.
Uh-oh.
Need to just rinse you down now.
Uh-oh, baby.
Uh-oh, Peppermint. Can you hear the tap dripping? Do you hear the tap? Drip, 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 drip.
Drip, drip, drip,
drip. Drip, 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 drip. Is that what the tap's saying? Drip, 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 drip.
No, no, no.
Just like when we wash this poor lady. Oh, please, Tom, because we're in front of the cold water. Just need to make sure it's nice and clean.
No, no.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry, darling. But the thing is, if we wipe it now, we'll get it lovely and clean. It won't be so sore for so long, will it? Whereas if we leave it, something
happens. Hold on, Pepe.
Hold on, Pepe. Let's just put this on. And you can do it. She comes in. Will she smack me? Oh dear. Poor mummy.
Poor mummy.
Poor mummy.
Beba, Beba. Beba and juice.
Yes, there's some juice.
Beba.
Oh, you're just in your yellow helmet, haven't you?
Beba,
Beba! We had to buy him a yellow helmet, haven't we? Actually, we didn't have to buy it, but we have bought you one. Right, look, all those nappy changing things away. All done. Mummy will wash her hands and start organising some lunch. That sounds like a good idea. Is that Henry or Gordon? No, I think Gordon's blue. It must be Henry or Percy.
Did you object there?
An attractor. Lots of exciting things to look at, aren't there?
Oh, I'll do that. I'll do that there. Laura.
More. You like some more apple?
More apple.
More apple, please.
Yes. Yes.
Good boy. Clever, aren't you, for saying yes, please?
I didn't. And then?
You didn't used to say yes at all, did you, until recently?
What? She said.
Daisy, there's some crisps. The big splash, I've just washed my hands. Wasn't having a bath. I'm going to go outside for a minute and pick some strawberries because I promised you you could and I forgot what you strapped in there. Haven't. Would you like some cheese? That tastes good. Nice cheese. Nice cheese. Shall I put cheese at the other side of the plate? How's that? Can't see what I've done with the bread, Thomas. So here we go. Let's get a sharp knife.
Sharp knife.
Sharp knife to cut the bread.
Sharp knife.
The sharp knife.
Sharp knife.
Be very careful with sharp knives. You cut yourself.
What's this?
What's what, sweetheart?
Boo.
Oh, poo.
Hello, Boo.
Hello, Poe. Can you see Poe?
Yeah.
I can't see Poe. I don't know where you're looking. I can see Lala sitting in a chair. You take little Poe to bed, don't you? We have little Poe and big Poe. Big Poe's the one that talks.
Lala!
Little Poe doesn't talk, does she?
Big Poe.
Oops! I can see Poe now. Now I've moved this, I can see her.
And Nana's chair.
Nana's chair, yes, I moved the chair that Nana normally sits in, and that's where Poe was.
And Sue's.
Yes, and Sue sits in it sometimes as well. Does Demetra sit in it?
Demetra.
Demetra. Demetra. She'll be pleased that you're calling her that.
Lisa, Lisa.
That's right, she didn't write the name you gave her last week. It sounded like bitchy.
No.
He's saying no, no, but it did sound like that, Thomas. Didn't it?
Bitchy.
Bitchy. It's Demetra.
Luca.
Demetra will be coming to see us, but not until next week.
Luca, Luca.
Demetra, yes, and when she comes, she'll be coming a little bit later than normal because we're going to Grandma's, aren't we? know, it's funny what you find when you move a chair. Look, there's Daddy's shoes. Daddy's shoes. And he's not very good at putting his shoes away, is he? What colour are Daddy's shoes, Thomas?
Brown.
Brown shoes. He must be wearing black ones today, mustn't he?
Other set.
Green? Don't think he's any green shoes. Unless he's been walking on the grass. If he's cut the grass and it's been wet and he's walked on it, then his shoes turn a little bit green, don't they?
And a wee bear!
Big bear? Where's the big bear?
A big brown bear.
Your big brown bear, has it reminded you of the brown bear talking about Daddy's brown shoes?
Brown bear.
Brown shoes. Brown shoes. No, there's some brown bread there, there's a loaf of brown bread. And the trunk of the tree is brown, isn't it?
Tree is brown.
I don't know what you've got on this chair, Thomas, but it's... What's brown?
Poe's brown.
No, Poe's not brown. Poe's red.
Not brown.
No, not brown. None of the Teletubbies are brown.
No.
Are they? One's blue. One's green. One's yellow and one's red.
Oh, my face!
Lola's got brown eyes. Look, Lola's sitting here. She's got nice brown eyes.
I want a chin.
What's she saying?
What a chin.
Oh, putting the water in, yes. Yes, I'm putting the water in, aren't I? Just thinking we need to do some vacuuming later on. Lots of crumbs and things on the chairs.
And some...
crumbs. And messy, sticky things.
Sticky.
Messy, sticky things. You're doing your lunch. Is it nice?
A wee bed.
Daddy's left his tie here as well as his shoes, Thomas. The trouble with Mondays, you spend half the day clearing up from the weekend. Is that the weekend mummy says she's having a bit of a rest, isn't she? At the weekend, but I've got to do it all another day, haven't I?
Oh.
Is the bread nice? Nice bread, Thomas. Why shall I put your shorts so we'll see them later? Shall I leave them there? you're too busy eating now to talk, aren't you?
Ellen? I'll be back with guys. Ellen? Bread and noise.
Bread and noise, that's right. It's a really big crust of crusty bread, isn't it? A chunk of crusty bread. When you bite in it, it's making a noise. Mummy's making a noise as well, isn't she? Blowing her nose. Tissue.
I get a noise.
Daddy makes even more noise when he blows his nose, doesn't he? Do you like a banana, Thomas?
Water in.
Putting the water in. I'm not putting water in now, I'm just tidying up the cushions. I'm doing it while you're sitting quietly in your chair.
Cushion dress.
Yes, in your chair. Because if I do it when you're not strapped in, you help, don't you? Although I like you helping, sometimes it doesn't help quite as much as you think.